We are now in studio with the one and only, the CEO, President, Abilene Chamber of Commerce, Doug Peters. Lots of stuff going on around the world, a lot of craziness.
There is some crazy.
And so I wanted you in studio to help debunk some of these rumors that are going around, just to really help people understand what's going on, because we're getting information from our president.
Right.
We're getting information from our governor and from our city.
Yeah.
And I've seen you all over the place really trying to help navigate people through all of this.
Yeah.
And it has been awesome.
Well, thank you. It has been tough to navigate because there is information coming from so many different sources in rapid fire order. And what I've told people is if you read it on the internet, just don't believe it.
Right, yeah.
You know? Odds are it's either misconstrued or it's altogether false. There are really only two sources that I'm referring local people to. One is the CDC at cdc.gov, and the other is the city of Abilene. And we're, you know, the city is following what the governor's saying. The governor's following what the president's saying. So somewhere in that line of order, there is an opportunity, I think, for folks just to sort of put all the noise aside and just focus on those two sources. And I think everybody will be fine.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'll be honest with you. I caught myself looking at a Facebook post going, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy. And then thinking, oh, what am I doing? Like, what is this person? Now you look up the person and it's like, oh, hey, I'm unemployed. And you know, like, they have no idea where they're getting their sources from either.
There's a lot of armchair quarterbacks. And, you know, you can justify it to a degree, though, because people are worried. They're scared.
Right. They are scared.
I get that.
And you know, that's why we have no toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because somebody said something one time
somewhere, and
people got scared.
That's true.
And so I talked to my buddy. He's one of the store directors at United. He said, we're probably 6 months away from the grocery stores being back to normal in some way.
Yeah.
He said, because it's not necessarily panic buying right now. It's people just trying to replenish, but everybody's out of everything. So as soon as they restock, they're gone.
Well, and the problem isn't the supply chain. There's plenty of product.
Absolutely.
They just can't get it to the stores quick enough.
Yeah. So. It's craziness. All right, so let's start with some rumors here.
Okay.
There's been some rumor, and some of these are kind of crazy to me, and you were debunking this. Where did this whole gas pump shutting off at midnight thing come from?
You know, I wish I knew. What I can tell you is that there are lots of crazy rumors out there.
Yeah.
And I don't just go on Facebook or wherever and shut down rumors unless I actually ask the question. So somewhere, somebody, in that case, I think it was a weekend text message to the city manager saying, hey, are you guys shutting down the gas pumps? And he's like, no. So, you know, I thought we probably ought to just throw a note out there and say, hey, folks, you know, you don't have to go hoard all the gasoline now,
because
that's not going to help anybody. Whatever we can do to help people kind of get a footing on what's going on. It's such a rapidly changing situation. And I think a lot of people just sort of say, you know what, whether it's true or not, I'm going with it, because I'd rather be safe than sorry. But there is a need to fact check some of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I heard the other day, I think I put in that post that if you're wearing black, Kate, you know, you've been identified by the government as a carrier. you know, so they
I'm in bad shape then.
So they can spot you by satellite, and they know exactly where you. What? that just isn't true.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's far out.
Can't make this stuff. Well, I guess you can make this stuff up.
This is getting crazy. Any other rumors that you'd like to address real quick?
Well, your pets aren't coming out of the graves. I've checked. My, you know, Fido's still 6 feet under, or 6 inches under, whatever we did.
You know, however far we got him.
Just use reason. You know, you hear something, just fact check it.
Yeah.
Ask somebody, throw something on the Chamber's Facebook page. We'll chase it down for you.
Right. Absolutely. There you go.
You know, there's a lot of that. We're trying to battle it as best we can. I think a lot of people, especially in the early stages, people are going to settle in. They're going to understand the expectations, because they are going to be what they're going to be, whatever that is, and nobody knows yet. But then we're going to be riding that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's, I think that's when people will say, okay, I get the game plan now. I know what the rules are. Let's just play the game and get through it. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in studio with the president and CEO of Abilene Chamber of Commerce, Doug Peters. Now, there's a meeting going on at, 9 o'clock this morning with the city?
Yeah. Well, so that's a medical press conference where we're going to hear from the leadership of our health systems and the health district, and they're going to update everybody. So there was news yesterday that came out. I believe that it had been a while since anybody had been updated on, are there any active cases in Abilene? The answer was no. And as of yesterday, there still wasn't. But there's a backlog of tests out there, and everybody's in line all over the place trying to get results. So last I heard, there had been 15 tests completed, and none came back positive. They were all negative.
That's good.
But what the health system, and there are still some in the pipeline waiting. So, you know, there could be. We just all, as a community, have to pretend like we all have it.
Right.
Yeah.
And stay the heck away from each other. Mm-hmm. And hope that we don't. But that's really the key, is just everybody has to kind of walk around as if they're protecting not only themselves, but the people whose face they're in, and you know, maintain distance, wash your hands, do all the stuff that we're not doing right here.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Real quick, but we'll get you out of here on this. This is not a surprise to me whatsoever at all. How Abilene has come together to really help this community out. What are some of the things that just stand out to you that you're seeing here in Abilene?
Somebody said to me when I first came to Abilene 5 years ago, and I can't believe it's been that long, but somebody said to me, because I asked the question, what is it about this community that makes it so unique? I've been in communities where, you know, you have a flood event, you wait for FEMA. I've been in other communities where you're on chapter 21 of the FEMA handbook before FEMA ever shows up, because they just take the bull by the horns. Here, the answer was, we are just geographically isolated enough that we believe that nobody's coming to help us, so we take care of ourselves and just do our business. That I have seen that all over this community. And it's remarkable to me, the grit, the determination, the willingness to help, the offers of what can I do to support you. It's remarkable. And I'll tell you, there are communities much, much larger than Abilene, Texas, who don't have that attribute. So we are blessed and grateful that our gut tells us we got to take care of our own.
Absolutely. Absolutely love it. Doug Peters, the president and CEO of the Abilene Chamber of Commerce. All right, one more time. We're looking for correct, accurate information. Where do we need to go?
Well, go to cdc.gov for all of your health updates. The Abilene Taylor County Health District, which I think you can access through the city's website, abilenetx.gov. And then the chamber has stood up a new page called businessresourceabilene.com. And we are aggregating everything that's been fact-checked. It's coming from reliable sources. It's all right there in one place, and it gets updated by the hour.
There you go. So there you go. So no more being in the dark. We are trying everything we can to keep you informed with correct information, and those are great sources to go to.
Let me do this. I want to throw out my cell phone number, because there are a lot of folks who don't know how to reach me. By the way, today, we don't care if you're a chamber member or you're not. This is about the business community and about our economy. My cell phone number is 325-280-8856. Text message me, call me. I am always on duty, and you can ask me anything at any time. If I don't have the answer, I'll find it for you.
Love it. Thank you so much. Doug Peters, the president and CEO of the Abilene Chamber of Commerce.